Langdon accepted the captain's phone. Fash immediately marched Sophie several steps away and began reprimanding her in hushed tones. Disliking the captain more and more, Langdon turned away from the odd confrontation and switched on the cell phone. Checking the slip of paper Sophie had given him, Langdon dialed the number. The line began to ring. One ring. Two rings. Three rings. Finally, the call connected. Langdon expected to hear an embassy operator, but he found himself instead listening to an answering machine. Oddly, the voice on the tape was familiar. It was that of Sophie Neveu.
Bonjour, vous êtes bien chez Sophie Neveu,
the woman's voice said.
Je suis absente pour le moment, mais...
Confused, Langdon turned back towards Sophie. I'm sorry, Ms. Neveu. I think you may have given me...
No, that's the right number,
Sophie interjected quickly, as if anticipating Langdon's confusion.
The embassy has an automated message system. You have to dial an access code to pick up your messages.
Langdon stared. But...
It's the 3-digit code on the paper I gave you.
Sophie flashed him a silencing glare that lasted only an instant. Her green eyes sent a crystal-clear message. Don't ask questions. Just do it. Bewildered, Langdon punched in the extension on the slip of paper. 454. Sophie's outgoing message immediately cut off, and Langdon heard an electronic voice announce in French,
You have one new message.
Apparently, 454 was Sophie's remote access code for picking up her messages while away from home. Langdon could hear the tape rewinding now. Finally, it stopped, and the machine engaged. Langdon listened as the message began to play. Again, the voice on the line was Sophie's.
Mr. Langdon,
the message began in a fearful whisper.
Do not react to this message. Just listen calmly. You are in danger right now. Follow my directions very closely.
Une plaisanterie numérique?
Bezu Fash was livid, glaring at Sophie Neveu in disbelief.
A numeric joke? Your professional assessment of Sonnier's code is that it is some kind of mathematical prank?
This code, Sophie explained in rapid French, is simplistic to the point of absurdity. Jacques Sonnier must have known we would see through it immediately.
She pulled a scrap of paper from her sweater pocket and handed it to Fash.
Here is the decryption.
Fash looked at the card. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21.
This is it?
He snapped.
All you did was put the numbers in increasing order.
Exactly.
Fash's tone lowered to a guttural rumble.
Agent Neveu, I have no idea where the hell you're going with this, but I suggest you get there fast.
He shot an anxious glance at Langdon, who stood nearby with the phone pressed to his ear, apparently still listening to his phone message from the U.S. Embassy. From Langdon's ashen expression, Fash sensed the news was bad.
Captain, Sophie said, the sequence of numbers you have in your hand happens to be one of the most famous mathematical progressions in history.
Fash was not aware there even existed a mathematical progression that qualified as famous, and he certainly didn't appreciate Sophie's offhanded tone.
This is the Fibonacci sequence, she declared, a progression in which each term is equal to the sum of the two preceding terms. Obviously, there can be no coincidence that all of the numbers Sonnier wrote on the floor belong to Fibonacci's famous sequence.
Fash stared at the young woman for several moments.
Fine. If there is no coincidence, would you tell me why Jacques Sonnier chose to do this? What is he saying? What does this mean?
She shrugged.
Absolutely nothing. That's the point. It's a simplistic cryptographic joke. Like taking the words of a famous poem and shuffling them at random to see if anyone recognizes what all the words have in common.
Fash took a menacing step forward.
I certainly hope you have a much more satisfying explanation than that.
Sophie's soft features grew surprisingly stern as she leaned in.
Captain, considering what you have at stake here tonight, I thought you might appreciate knowing that Jacques Sonnier might be playing games with you. Apparently not. I'll inform the director of cryptography you no longer need our services.
With that, she turned on her heel and marched off the way she had come. Stunned, Fash watched her disappear into the darkness.
Is she out of her mind?
Sophie Neveu had just redefined le suicide professionnel. Fash turned to Langdon, who was still on the phone, listening intently to his phone message. By the time he hung up, he looked ill.
Is everything all right?
Fash asked. An accident, Langdon stammered, looking at Fash with a strange expression. A friend, he hesitated. I'll need to fly home first thing in the morning.
I'm sorry to hear that,
Fash said, watching Langdon closely.
Would you like to sit down?
Langdon nodded absently, looking more confused with every moment.
Actually, I think I'd like to use the restroom.
Fash frowned inwardly at the delay.
The restroom, of course. The restrooms are back toward the curator's office.
Langdon hesitated, pointing the other direction toward the far end of the Grand Gallery corridor.
I believe there's a much closer restroom at the end.
Fash realized Langdon was right. They were two-thirds of the way down, and the Grand Gallery dead-ended at a pair of restrooms. Fash was not wild about the idea of Langdon wandering alone down the remaining length of corridor, but he took comfort in knowing the Grand Gallery was a dead end. French fire regulations required several emergency stairwells for a space this large, but the exit doors at the bottom of those stairwells set off alarms and were guarded by DCPJ agents outside. Langdon could not possibly leave without Fash knowing about it.
I need to return to Mr. Sonnier's office for a moment, Fash said. Please come find me directly, Mr. Langdon. There is more we need to discuss.
Langdon gave a quiet wave as he disappeared into the darkness. Turning, Fash marched in the opposite direction. Arriving at the gate, he slid under, exited the Grand Gallery, marched down the hall, and stormed into the command center at Sonnier's office.
Who gave the approval to let Sophie Neveu into this building?
Fash bellowed. Calais was the first to answer.
She told the guards outside she'd broken the code.
Fash looked around.
Is she gone?
She's not with you?
She left.
Fash glanced out at the darkened hallway. He was already looking forward to firing her, but he would deal with that later. Pushing Sophie from his mind, Fash stared for a moment at the miniature knight standing on Sonnier's desk. Then he turned and addressed the GPS technician.
Do you have him?
The technician gave a curt nod and spun his laptop toward Fash. The dot was clearly visible on the floor plan overlay, blinking methodically in a room marked Toilette Publique.
Good,
Fash said, lighting a cigarette and stalking into the hall.
I've got a phone call to make. Be damned sure the restroom is the only place Langdon goes.